Avi's in Israel. Bezus Hashem, B'li Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moir, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Nazir daf Samach Gimel as we conclude the last week of Maseches Nazir with the big Siyum in Tinek on Thursday night. It's going to be 8:30 Siyum in Tinek on Thursday night, starting with Mariv, hopefully, followed by a Siyum. Maybe we'll have some special guests there at the Siyum. We'll let you know about that as soon as that's confirmed. Special guests at the Siyum Thursday night. Looking forward to seeing the Chevra there. Should be very special. Let's go with the Mishnah on the top of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph introduces a topic that we have discussed in the past. It's called Tumas HaTahom. Tumas HaTahom is a Tumah that nobody knows about. It was buried underneath the ground. There was a dead body that died, and there was like a landfall or an avalanche or something, and nobody knew it was there. And then afterwards, you determine that it was there. That's Tumas HaTahom. So Tumas HaTahom, the whole yisod of today's daf is going to be that Tumas HaTahom is a special halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, and it plays by special rules. And one of the special rules that Tumas HaTahom plays by is it does not reject Nazirus. It does not reject Nazirus if you find out about it after you've shaved. That's the key point. That's the whole yisod of today's daf. If you find out about Tumas HaTahom after you already shaved, that retroactively, 2 weeks ago, you passed over a place that was Tumas HaTahom, special Ach Misinai, it does not reject the Nazirus. Baruch HaTorah Adonai Elohim HaKholam Shachli Yemvar. You don't have to observe Nazirus again. And you don't have to bring Pesach Sheni. You don't have to bring Pesach Sheni. Let's say if you brought a carbon Pesach and you realized that you had Tumas HaTahom, you don't have to bring Pesach Sheni. Special Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. We're going to learn about it in a minute. Good morning to Chana Chenach, to David Yeshua, to Rav Mordechai, to Yisrael Moshe, to Gershon Eitan, and to Tzvika. We got more guys coming.
But,
yeah, so Tzvika says, what do you mean we just, anytime we don't know anything, we say it's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? Yeah, it's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. And we have to have a tradition about these things. Is there a list? Tzvika knows, is there an authoritative list of all the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? I don't know. In this case, the Gemara is going to first think, Tzvika, that it's based on Psukim, and then the Gemara is going to reject it. Good morning, Rav Eliezer Dov. So let's begin. Now that Rav Eliezer Dov is here, we can begin. Here we go. Now, why is this case of Tumas HaTahom called Tumas HaTahom? So Rashi says Tahom just means something hidden. It's a suffix. The Aruch writes that the Kever HaTahom are the bones of the people of the Dor HaMabul that got flushed away by the Tahom. That's where the Torah calls away the Tahom. That's the upper waters. So that's why it's called Kever HaTahom, because Mesei Mabel are an example of this. They're the first example of where there were just bones washed away under the earth to various places, and that's why it's called Kever HaTahom. Mm-hmm. Anyway, says the Mishnah, Nazir Shegilach. Let's say you have a Nazir who already shaved his head, and he finished. He already brought his Karbanos on day 31, and then he shaved. V'nodalo, and after he shaved, he found out Shehu Tame, that he was Tame 2 weeks ago. Im Tuma Yidua, if it's a regular Tuma, so is there. Even though he only found out about it now, at the end of the day, it happened 2 weeks ago. So it not only does it reject his whole Naziris, good morning, John. It rejects his whole Naziris. Good morning, Yitzchak Arya. It rejects his whole Naziris. Im Tuma Yidua, so is there. Vim Tuma Sata Home. Here's the special Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. If it's a Tumah that nobody in the world knew about at the time, special Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, Eino Soser. Tumas HaTahom does not reject Nazirus. However, it's only if you knew about it after you shaved. Im Ad Shelo Gilach, however. If you found out about it prior to shaving, bein kachu, bein kach soser, whether it's regular tuma or whether it's tumas HaTahom, if you found out about it before you shaved. No difference between Tumas HaTahom and regular Tumah. Im ad shelo gilach ben kach u ben kach soser. Either way, it rejects the Nazirus. Ketza. Now the Mishnah is going to explain exactly how this works. What's the case of Tumas HaTahom? Ketza. Yorad litbol ba ma'ara. Right? In the days of the Mishnah, all the mikvahs were always down in a cave. Simple laws of gravity. They didn't have fancy like water pumping systems. Water always goes to its lowest point. And since water always goes, so all the mikvahs were, there was run, the water would always run to a low area. So in order to get to the mikvah, you always had to go down. That's why the language of the Mishnah is always Yorad Litbo. You're never going to find, you go up to the mikvah. They couldn't get the water up high. The water was always low down. So, Ketzad Yorad Litbo Ba Ma'ara. Let's say a guy was Tamei Tumas Sheretz. He was a Nazir. He was Tamei Tumas Sheretz. Now, Tumas Sheretz does not reject the Nazirus at all. So he was Tamei Tumas Sheretz, and he went down to go dip in the mikvah to get rid of the Tumas Sheretz. And now a mikvah is clearly a Rishus HaYachid. And then V'nimtza, after he goes up from the mikvah, turns out, Meis Tzaf Al Pi HaMa'ara. There was a Kizayis Min HaMeis. And he's not sure, did he walk over it or not? So Tame. So this is regular Tumah. It's Suffolk. It's Suffolk Tumah Brishus Hayachid Sveiko Tame. Suffolk Tumah Brishus Hayachid Sveiko Tame. However, Nimtza Mishuka Bekarga Ma'ara. However, if you found the Kizayis Min HaMeitz dug in beneath the foundation of the Ma'ara that nobody knew about, that was Tumas HaTahom. So then it depends. What was your matzav before you went there? It Yorad LaHaker. If you were Tamei Tumas Meis, and you went down just to go cool off in the waters, and then after you shaved, you found that it was Tumas HaTahom, Tahar. You are Tahar, because this is the special halacha Moshe Misinai that Tumas HaTahom does not ruin Nazirus. However, Litar mi Tumas Meis, if you went down into the mikvah to purify yourself from Tumas Meis, so then that's an exception to the exception, that we don't say the din of Tumas HaTahom if you were already Tamei Tumas Meis. So then, Tame. So then, even though you went to the mikvah, the fact that I found out that there was Tumah buried there, so then that Tumah rejects your Nazirus. Even though it's Tumas HaTahom, this type of Tumas HaTahom, where you were already Tamei Tumas Meis beforehand, and you were going to the mikvah to get rid of your Tumas Meis that happened 7 days ago. So then, if at the time you went to the mikvah there was Tumas HaTahom there, it's going to reject your Nazirus, even though it's Tumas HaTahom. And even if you found out about it after you shaved, since you already mukhzak for being Tamei Tumas Meis, the leniency of Tumas HaTahom does not apply, because you already mukhzak. Why? Shechezkas Tamei Tamei. V'cheskas tahar tahar, because since you were mukhzak already as being Tamei Meis, so you continue with the Tumas Meis, and the cheskas tahar tahar, and then the Mishnah says these words, sheraglayim ladavar, and all the achronim go crazy. What do the words raglayim ladavar mean? There are two primary explanations. You see on the side of the Gemara, you have the Perish HaRush. So he says, what does it mean, raglayim ladavar? So he says, so small I can't even read it. He says it means, well, there's a, so towards the bottom of the page. Hi, raglayim ladavar lav dafki. You see that three quarters of the way down the page? This raglayim ladavar in Shas usually means, well, raglayim ladavar means it looks like that's the way it really should be. That there's some logical reason. Here, there's no logical reason. You just happen to be Tamei Tumas Meis. There's no logical reason to say that the din of Tumas HaTahom doesn't apply where you were already Tamei Tumas Meis, but it does apply where there's a Tumas Sheretz. It's not logical. Hai ragam dava lav davka. The halacha gemir hilchasa. There actually is no logic. It's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. We know halacha l'moshe m'sinai is not based on logic. It's dafka, not based on logic. Ella klomer k'tzas tam yesh l'davar kevin de becheskas tumas meis lo nitna halacha l'taro. Since you already becheskas tumas meis, so we don't apply the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That's the way the Rosh and Tosfos say, but the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes that no, it means that we assume that way. The Rambam writes that what the Mishnah means, Hamidar al cheskaso, you have a chazaka. You're already becheskas tuma, and now you bumped into this tuma satahom. So you continue being becheskas tuma. Hamidar al cheskaso, achivad al chashinitma. The Mishnah is explaining the reason for the yisod of the din chazaka. Raglayim ledavar. That if we follow the possibilities, we're going to be choshish every time. Maybe the thing changes. So then a person will always be tummy. So here, since you have a cheskas tuma, we assume you hit the tuma. That's the way the Rambam understands. And this is the Rambam Shitasim in this whole Mishnah. The Rambam assumes always that the chazaka is that you hit the tuma. As opposed to the Russian Tosis, no, not that we assume you hit it, we're just knowing that way. That's the laws of Chazak. Okay, says the Gemara. Mino ani mile. No, so remember I told you in the Mishnah that this din that Tumas at the home does not break Nazirus. If you find about it after the shaving, it's a halacha Moshe Misinai. But first the Gemara is going to present two opinions that seem to say it's a pasuk. And only the third opinion is going to say that it's halacha l'moshe mitzvah. Says the Gemara. Minan emili. How do we know this leniency by Tumas HaTahom? From where do we know this leniency that if you find out about it after the shaving, it doesn't destroy the Nazirus? Minan emili amav elazah damai kra. It's a pasuk by Nazir. V'chi yamos meis a love. B'fes ha'pisom v'timei rosh nizro. A love b'mechuveres lo. It's got to be something that's clear to you and not Tumas HaTahom, which is not known. A love implies b'mechuv arislo. Only tumah that you know about rejects the nazirus, but tumah that nobody knows about does not reject nazirus. According to this opinion, we also learn out karban pesach, it does not reject it from nazirus. Reish Lakish disagrees. This is Rabbi Elazar the Amora. Reish Lakish says, no, the makor is from karban pesach, and we learn out nazirus from pesach. Reish Lakish on Omar Krop, by Karban Pesach, it says, by Pesach Sheni, Ish ish ki yeh tameh la nefesh, o b'derech rechoka lachem. B'derech rechoka, says the Gemara, ki derech. Ma derech begalui, just like derech is something, a path, a street, is something out in the open, af kol begalui. So too, only tumah that's out in the open causes Pesach Sheni, but a tumah that's tumah kevarat home that nobody knows about, it's buried underneath the ground, that does not cause Pesach Sheni. If you find out about it after you brought the Pesach Rishon, you don't have to bring Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara, these two sources don't make any sense. V'alahadisnan, ezoi tumas hatahom. What's an example of tumas hatahom? Kol she'enu makira echad b'sof ha'olam. Nobody in the entire world knows about it. Aval makira echad b'sof ha'olam. Right, some want to say from this that people said the world is flat, b'sofa olam, the end of the world. Others say no, doesn't mean the world is flat. Avo makir echad b'sofa olam, somebody at the end of the earth knows about an angel to masata home. Says the Gemara, if that's the definition, bishlam olamanda amar ki derech shapir. According to the drasha that says, just like a derech is revealed, so to this is revealed, Shapir. So even if one person knows about it, so it's revealed. El Laman Dharma Kuntra Balazar. So we learn that from Bimchuveris Lo, that it's gotta be the Nazir that he knows about it. Kimakirach myself Ola Mayhava. So who cares that there's a guy in the end of the world that knows about it? At the end of the day, the Nazir himself doesn't know about it. So even that should be included in. So who cares if one guy at the end of the world knows about it? It should still be something that rejects his Nazirus if he doesn't know about it. It should not reject his Nazirus. Just because somebody knows about it, he doesn't know about it. So it should still not reject his Nazirus. That's kasha number one. Visu. And kasha number two. Visu, kasha number two. Hod decided this, they learned in a braisa later on. This is going to be a braisa in Amud Beis. Hamotzi meis mushkav l'rach b'shal derech. If a person finds a dead body lying across, buried underneath the road, underneath a pile of hay or a pile of stones. In a case where a guy who walks over the road for sure walked over it, b'truma tamei, b'nazir v'aseis pesach tahar. As far as truma is concerned, tumas hatahom makes you tamei. As far as nazir making karban pesach is concerned, you're tar. Maishna, what in the world is the difference between truma versus nazir and pesach? If it's based on the pasuk, then there should be no difference between nazir, pesach, and truma. Why is it a special leniency only by nazir and pesach, but by truma you're tamei? Answers the Gemara from these two kashas. What do we see? Rabbi Lazar's wrong, it's not a drasha in Nazir. Reish Lakish is wrong, it's not a drasha by Karban Pesach. It's a halacha l'moshe misinai. Elo, tumas hatahom, by the fact that it plays by these weird rules, that one guy in the end of the world knows about it, it's not tumas hatahom, and that it only applies to Nazir Karban Pesach, but the leniency, but it does not apply to truma. Elo, tumas hatahom, gemara gemirila. It's a halacha l'moshe misinai, and therefore it plays by these special rules. Now we learned in the Mishnah, im ad shelo gilach. If you found out about it before you shaved, so then it rejects the Nazirus. But if you found out about it after you shaved, it does not reject the Nazirus. Asks the Gemara, man tana, who's the author of our Mishnah, who says it all depends on the shaving, on Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Lazar. This has to be Rabbi Lazar. We had a machlokas earlier on Daf Memvav. Until when is a nazir considered to be a nazir? Rabbanan say, once the blood was sprinkled before the shaving, ein tiglachas ma'keves. We don't care about the shaving, we just care about the sprinkling of the blood of the carbon. Once the blood was sprinkled, the Nazir can drink wine already, even though he has not shaved yet. That was Rabbi Eliezer. I'm sorry, that was Rabbanan. Rabbanan said, once the blood was sprinkled, so it's mutter to drink wine and to go to a funeral. You just have to still shave. But we don't care, but the shaving's not ma'akev. You're no longer a Nazir. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the shaving is ma'akev. So, according to the Rabbanan, the Nazirus was already over before the shaving. So, our Mishnah makes no sense. So that's why Rabbi Lazar said, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's Rabbi Eliezer. It's Rabbi Eliezer. So according to him, it makes sense to distinguish between before the shaving and after the shaving, because you're still a Nazir up until the shaving. Tiglatz's Machi disagrees with Rabbanan. Even after the sprinkling of the blood, you're still not allowed to drink wine until after you shave. So according to him, it makes sense to distinguish between before the shaving and after the shaving. Oh, Boyirami Barchamo. But Rami Barchamo is asking about the Mishnah. That's a question. Maybe Rami Barchamo didn't know the Mishnah. Right? Tosis and Dira Maschel Boyi talks about this. Take a look at the very... look at the bottom Tosis. Boy, it's there, it says Rav Chama. Yeah, some say it was Rav Chama, others have the Girsa. Rami Bar Chama, Tzar Chloma, you see the Hagosis, even changes it to Rami Bar Chama. Boy, Rav Chama, Nitma Toch Malos, Betuma Yedua, O Betumas Hatom, Venoda Lol Achmalos, Kodum Giluch, L'Rab Elezer, Mau, Bas Tomazin Vasoser Shloshim, O Bas Ideas Azlin Vasoser Shiva. So the shaila is by Tumas. So, one second. So Tosa says the suck of Rav Chama is on this that we learned that it rejects it. How much does it reject? Does it reject 7 like Rabbi Eliezer or 30 like the Rabbanan? The Mefarish says no. Rami Bar Chama didn't hear the Mishnah, and the suffix is the case of the Mishnah. Does it so the Nazirus or does it not so the Nazirus? Again, so in order to understand this, you have to remember another machlokas. Another machlokas from previously. How much does, let's say a person becomes tamei after, on day number 31, after the Nazirus, before he brings the karbanos. Before the karbanos. So, if he becomes tamei, is he soser 30 days? Does he have to observe another 30 days? It's day 31, so he finished observing 30 days, but he hasn't brought his karbanos yet. And now he becomes tamei. So Rabbanan say he's got to observe 30 days. Rabbi Lezer says he's only observed 7 days. 7 days. So according to Rabbi Lezer, if he became tamei, let's say he became tamei after 15 days, but he only found out about it after 30 days, before the karbanos. That's Rami Bachama's shayla. Let's read it again. Bayu Rami Bachama. Nitma besoch malos. He had, let's say it was Tumas Hatahom, and it became Tame after 15 days. Vinodalo la'achar malos. But he found out about it after the 30 days, but before he shaved. Mahu, what's the halacha? Basar yediyah azlina. Do we follow the time that he found out about it? And therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he's only going to have to observe 7 days of Tumah. V'yediyah achar malosi, and the yediyah is after the 30 days. Olo, maybe we follow, when did he actually become Tumah? At day 30, he found out that he became Tumah at day 15. And therefore, we follow day 15. And therefore, he's got to be Soser all 30 days. He's got to count the whole new 30 days. So now the Gemara is going to talk this question out. The Gemara, again, Nazir works with strange ways. The Gemara is going to talk this whole question out. Ulamai, what are we talking about over here? Lemista, we're talking about, does it reject 7 days or does it reject 30? So we should be able to prove this case clearly from our Mishnah. We should be able to prove this case clearly from our Mishnah. Let's prove it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Toshma, let's prove this case from our Mishnah. Again, what was Rabbi Bachama's question? A guy becomes Tamei 15 days into his Nazirus, but he doesn't find, with Tumas HaTahom, but he doesn't find out about it until after 30 days, before he brings his Karbanos on day 31. He finds out about it in the morning of day 30 or before the Karbanos. So according to Rabbi Lezer, usually if the Tumah happened then, it would be only 7 days, according to Rabbi Lezer. So the question is, if the Tumah happened 15 days ago, but he only found out about it then, would he only have to reject 7 days? Amar Rav, Tashma Kamanir, proof from our Mishnah. What did it say in the Mishnah? Im Achilo Gilach. If he found out about the Tumah before the shaving. Now that's this case. It's before the shaving. It's day 31. It's even before the Karbanos. Ben Kach or Ben Kach, whether it's real Tumah or it's Tumas HaTahom, Soser! Now, Hechidam, what's the case over here? Id is yadale besoch malos. If you found out about it 15 days in, tzrich lemeimar. So obviously it's going to reject all 30, even according to Rabbi Lezer. El alav must be a case. La'acha malos. You found out about it on day 31 that there was tumah 15 days ago. Ushma mina. That we see that it rejects everything. It's so Sarah all the Nazirus. Even though you found out about it later, but the tumah happened 15 days in, it rejects all the malos. Now, says the Gemara, va'adayin tibaylach, even though we just proved that the Mishnah means, even if you found out about it on day 31, I could still ask, how much does it reject in this case? Kulo soser, if you found out about day 31, does it reject all 30 days? Oh, shiva soser, maybe you only have to be tumah 7 days because you only found out about it on day 31. Says Gemara Lamana, who's this going according to? Ilema l'Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, they say even if the Tumah happened on day 31, you're going to observe 30 days. Pshita de kulo soser. Even if the actual Tumah happened on day 31, you're going to reject 30 days. Kavachomer, if you just found out about it on day 31, that the Tumah happened on day 15, of course you're going to observe 30 days. Vila Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, call achar malos,
Shiva Soser. So the Tumah that happens after 30, it only rejects 7. So too over here. If you only find out about it after day 31, it should only reject 7. Says the Gemara, no, that's not true. Amalach Sarari Rachamah says, no, my shail is, Hani Milu, when did Rebbe Elazar say it only rejects 7? If the Tumah happens after 31, Ki Nitmach Malos, Vahai, Lifnei Malosu, but here the Tumah happened on day 15. Odilma, Shani Hacha, the Yediach Malosi, or no, do we say here it's different because you only found out about the Tumah after day 31, on day 31, so maybe Rebbe Elazar would agree that it rejects 7. Answers the Gemara, Umina, we could answer from the Mishnah. What did it say in the Mishnah? Katani in the Mishnah, if you found out about it before the shaving, Ben Kachu Ben Kach Soser below Kamithli, and it makes no difference in how much it's Soser. This implies, just like we know, if the Tumah happened after the Malos, it's only going to be reject 7. This is Rebbe Elazar's opinion. So, since the Mishnah makes no difference when the Tumah actually happened, whether the Tumah happened after day 31 or even if the Tumah happened before, so the halacha is, even if the Tumah happens before, it's only going to be Soser 7 days. Since the Mishnah makes no distinction between whether the Tumah happened before the shaving or whether just the Yediyah happened before the shaving, it says the Mishnah makes no difference when the Tumah happened. It just says it all depends on when you found out about it. If you found out about it before the shaving, it's so sad. Even if the Tumah happened then, or if the Tumah happened earlier. The Mishnah makes no distinction if the Tumah happened after day 31. Now, if the Tumah happened after day 31, we know for sure Rebbe Elazar says only so, sir, 7 days. So just like if the Tumah happened on day 31, Rebbe Elazar would say it's only so, sir, 7 days. So too, if the Tumah happened earlier, the Mishnah makes no distinction. Ben kach u ben kach, so sir. The Mishnah makes no difference when the Tumah happened. And so it's only going to be so sir 7. This is the way that most of the Rishonim explain the Maskana, that we follow the Zman HaYediyah. And therefore, it's only going to be so sir 7 days. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Lez, it's only going to be so sir 7 days. Tana Rabbanan. If a person finds a dead body lying across the road under a pile of stones like an avalanche or rocks or pebbles, and you can't walk by this area without passing over the dead body, so l'truma tamei uvenazir v'oseh pesach tahar, special chiddush of tumas atahom, that for tuma, for truma, it's tamei. But for Nazir and Karban Pesach, it's tar. That's the din of Tumas at the home. Even though there was Vadai Tuma. But you didn't know about it? It doesn't, and you found out about it after the shaving? Or after you already brought Pesach Rishon? It does. You don't have to observe a new Nazirus. And you don't have to, special Allah Moshe Misinai, you don't have to bring Pesach Shein. That's only if it was impossible to walk over there. If there was a tiny crack of space, that if you walked in exactly through that space, you would be able to not be Tameh. Afla Truma Tahar. Even for Truma, it's Tahar. It's only a Suffolk Tumah. Suffolk Tumah Bershus HaRabim, Sveikol Tahar, and therefore, even for Truma would be Tahar. Bamedvar Amun Kishimato Shalim. That's if you found the dead body complete. Avol Mishubar O Mefurak. But if you found the dead body broken, if the dead body was broken in pieces, afilu ein makom lavar, even if you walked straight, you would for sure go over Tumah. But if you walked in a zigzag fashion, it would be possible to zigzag amongst the thing, and maybe you walked in a zigzag fashion. Chayshinon shem bein prakam avar, or choshish, maybe you walked in a zigzag and you did not become Tumah. Uvikever, however,
if he has a balance problem, his name is John Santo, he doesn't know how to walk straight.
Now,
So then also, same thing. So you'd have it great. Kavachomer, John, even the rest of us who don't have a balance problem, if we walked in a zigzag, so then we're talking about a case where walking in a zigzag is better. Because maybe you walked in and out.
Well, he's trying to do the zigzag, but yeah. He failed.
Yeah. Yeah, so I...
So then what?
So I'm saying, John, if all these bones that were broken from each other is in a grave, I feel meshubah mefork, then even if they were broken off, even if you walk in a zigzag, tamei mepnesha kever mitzavro, because the grave brings them together. We have a special pasuk, o bekever, that any grave is metame ba'oel, even the empty parts of a grave, says Tosfos Demaskil Truma, right? Special pasuk. Look at the last two lines. Second wide line in Tosfos. Shakever mitzafel litam ba'okid dashina obekever l'rabos kever sasum she'over af keneged a reikon shebekever, even the empty part of a kever is metame ba'oel k'depreshis la'el ba'med v'amun b'mahalach b'raglov. That's only if you're walking with your feet. Aval ta'on, if you're carrying something, and John, because you're carrying something, you're swaying from side to side. Oh, Rachav, or you have a balance problem. Oh, Rachav, or you're riding in a chariot, a wagon. Tameh, Lefisha Mahalach Baraglov. If you're walking on your feet, it's possible that you won't hit it. You won't move it. However, Ton, if you're carrying something, or you're riding the wagon, it's impossible for you not to either touch it or move it or go over it. When do we say the lenient?
It also, if you have a walker, you know.
Good. Good. Bamedvar mamurim b'tumas atahom. When is a special leniency by Nazir and Pesach Sheni that's only buried tumah that nobody knew about? Aval tumah yudua, but if it's tumah that somebody in the world knew about, so the halacha, the leniency of the halacha Moshe does not apply. Shlushed on Tumain, Vezi Tumas Atahom. What's an example of buried Tumah that nobody knows about? Call She'ain Makira, even Echad B'Sofa Olam. Nobody in the world knows about it. Even one guy in the end of the earth does not know about it. However, Makira Echad B'Sofa Olam, if there's one dude in the end of the world that does know about it, Ein Zu Tumas Atahom. You don't have the special leniency of Tumas Atahom. If the dead body was buried in straw or pebbles, harezu tumas atahom. Bayamim uva afela uvenikike aslam. However, if it's buried in the ocean or in a dark place or amongst the tall rocks, ainzu tumas atahom. Because if you take a light and look, you'll find it there.
So it was a mudslide. In California, the guy was walking.
Except by himself. That's a case of Tumas Atahom. Exactly right. It's only where it's covered over from everybody, but in the water, you could see it. You
from
could see it.
From one particular angle, you could see it.
Exactly.
Everybody is exposed if they happen to come up.
Right. So Rashi's Chita is, even if technically no one had ever seen him, but it's possible to see him, that's not Tumas Atahom. Because it's possible to be seen. However, the Shita Megubetzes, that's Rashi and Psachim Pei Aleph. But the Shita Megubetzes disagrees. And they say no. But the Pshat is that we're Choshesh, maybe someone did see it. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Looking forward to seeing everybody Thursday night in Teaneck at the Emerson's at 8:30 kickoff time.